The spring of 1954, Sun Ra, Alton Abraham, James Bryant, and Altimer Hayden began discussing their owning and operating their own record label. Under the auspices of L. Saturn Research Infinity Inc., the corporation would be established as a means to provide African American people with healing music of their vibration and other information to raise their consciousness. It would be Sonny who would produce the product, and the administrative duties would fall on Abraham, Bryant, and Hayden. The reasoning behind the establishment of Saturn Records was to provide Sonny with an outlet to compose, arrange, and release his own music at his leisure. Prior to this outlet being made possible, Sonny had began rehearsing and coaching his vocal group called The New Sounds, featuring vocalists Roland Wilson, Vic, John, and Khalil. We must keep in mind that Sonny had lengthy experience in recording and in entertaining audiences in clubs and large concert hall settings. With the birth of R&B doo-wop, Sonny could write modern arrangements on songs like Holiday for Strings, There's a Small Hotel, as well as write his own adventurously swinging compositions like Spaceship Lullaby.
Mama's Spaceship Lullaby, Mama's Spaceship Lullaby, interplanetary melody, interplanetary harmony, zoom, 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 zoom up in the air.
And the second stop is Jupiter.
The second stop is Jupiter.
With Sonny's groups The New Sounds and Cosmic Rays, he was able to reach the Chicago young adult audience while subconsciously expanding their consciousness to the space age. Included is one of the earliest rehearsals of Sonny and the New Sounds from May 21st of 1954, performing My Sweet, My Land of Dreams, and Dreams Come True.